12.1, synthesizing authority. Synthesizing authority is when you take multiple forms of authority and try to combine them to make a single point. And the best example of this is when you quote a statute, and then before applying the statute in your IRAC method of legal analysis, you state the issue, then you quote the rule, the statute, and then before you apply it, you actually quote a case that has actually applied that statute. And so let's back up a second. We have an introduction, then we quote the statute, then we say, in Smith versus Jones, this statute was applied. In that case, such and such happened. This is the result of the case. And in Smith versus Jones, the court held. And then you quote the court. And then you apply. You have the application. This indicates that the above statute not only applies to Smith versus Jones, but to the current case at bar. That means the case at hand. In both cases, such and such happened. They were very similar. In Smith versus Jones, the court held that this statute was controlling authority over this legal matter. Therefore, in the current matter before the court, this statute should be controlling as well. And that's your conclusion. So it's a nice trick. And it's not really a lot different than what you're doing, except it's, again, taking two authorities to make the ultimate analysis and argument more powerful. The best way to do it is to quote a statute, then quote a case that has used that statute, that has relied on that statute. Another way, though, is to use secondary authority, to quote a restatement, or to quote a paragraph from ALR, American Law Reports, or in some other secondary source, and then quote a case that itself has quoted that relied upon that secondary source. It's kind of a way to make that secondary source more powerful and to give it the legitimacy of primary authority. Give it a try. Take a look at it. Again, it's not a requirement that you use it, but it's a nice little breakup from the standard IRAC method of analysis, and actually allows you to bring more authority to bear within your legal argument.